Everybody, welcome to another Manga of the Month episode. My name is Kate.
My name is Alan, and we are from ReverseThieves.com. If you would like to comment on this month's Manga of the Month or any other Manga of the Month, you can contact us at ReverseThieves@gmail.com, or you can come on our Discord.
Always looking for recommendations, just because I occasionally just go on sites and just sort manga by, like, publication date and see what kind of new stuff has come out, because it's just so hard to keep track of everything. So, well, of course, it doesn't have to be something new. It should be something I haven't talked about, but try to keep up on what's new coming out. And speaking of that, this month's Manga of the Month is Neighborhood Story by Ayazawa. And so this is not new per se, but it is new in English, and this is, I think, pretty highly anticipated by a lot of people, certainly by me. This is from the creator of Nana and Paradise Kiss, but this is an earlier work of hers, and it stars some of the characters that you see in Paradise Kiss a little bit, like, ancillarily. So you don't, you know, like, we got Paradise Kiss. I think that was everybody's English introduction to Ayazawa, but this work really informs that one. Not in a way that you can't enjoy Paradise Kiss, but it just gives you, like, insight into it. And it's about Mikako, who is a high schooler who is going to, like, an arts school, and she's doing fashion design. That's her passion. And she's starting her label called Happy Berry. And the story is really, like, kind of a dramedy, I would say. Maybe more on the comedy side, but it's very, like, coming of age, navigating friendships. Mikako is somebody who's never been in love before, and so she finds herself realizing her feelings for her childhood friend Tsutomu. And fashion is a big part of this story. And all the characters are very fashionable, and even though this isn't Ayazawa's debut work, it's the work, I think, where she really hones her style. And the fashion component of her stories, like, really comes into full view in this. So, comes into prominence. Also, I find Mikako incredibly relatable. She, even though we, like, on surface level, have nothing in common, just, like, the way that she reacts to the world and doesn't know how to express herself and sort of the feelings that she goes through, I think, like, I find really relatable. And then in terms of the English release, so Viz is releasing this in omnibus form. And the physical edition is really, really, really nice. It has French flaps. It has color pages. Actually, the French flaps have die cut on them. And unbeknownst to me, there was a Kinokuniya exclusive edition. I do not know if there are other retailer specific editions, but I was able to pick that one up. So I definitely recommend the physical edition if you want to collect this one. And I'm super happy that it's out in English. I think, you know, we don't really know how Ayazawa is doing. You know, she stopped making manga due to health reasons that we don't really know what those are, and they're none of our business. But it is nice to just be able to, like, revisit her work in this way.
Yeah, I was thinking, because Nana always just feels like one of these, you know, big unfinished works. Paradise Kiss was fairly definitive. How did you read all Neighborhood Stories?
Yes, I have read it by other means.
Some copies that fell off the back of a truck translated on the stud. How definitive is the ending?
Oh, very. This was a much earlier work. So this is 1994 when this started.
I was just wondering, like, whether, like, Are they, like, completed character arc characters in Paradise Kiss, or was this still, like, an ongoing?
Yeah, the characters in Paradise Kiss, like I said, they're only, like...
Peripherally
related to... Like, one of the characters is a sibling of a character in here. But, like, the character's stories and neighborhood story are over, and they just happen to, like, appear, and, like, Happy Berry as a brand is brought up in Paradise Kiss, because, like, Paradise Kiss is also about fashion, so, like, they're related in that way. Yeah, Nana is, yes, it remains this, like, beloved but sadly unfinished work.
In many ways, it always feels to me like this is almost like Nana methadone, like, since we can't get the Nana ending that we want, here's, like, a good story by the same artist to, like, fill in that, like, need.
I guess I could see it that I don't really see it that way. Yeah. This is a story that, like, I read before Nana was out. So, like, I've always really wanted it because of the Paradise Kiss connection. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that Viz probably still gets lots of questions about, like, when will there be more Nana? Or, like, when is Nana going to be finished? And
yeah,
people not really realizing, for, like, natural reasons, you might not realize why there isn't any more. And so, yeah, it does feel like they're trying to fill a gap, but also maybe trying to showcase this author's other works, because I would really like a couple of her other stories, too. I mean, this was, like, number one for everybody, I think, but she has some other stories that I'd love to see in English as well.
Yeah, it seems like she's an artist, even though Nana hasn't come out in many years, right? That people still, like, actively cherish, which is, you know, not unheard of, but still a little bit special in the manga, and especially the English manga fandom.
And I think that a lot of that has to do with her specific style, and... you know, there's just something really memorable and unique about it. It looks really specific. I would really recommend this story. I'm so happy that it's out. I want it to do well. So would love to hear from any other Yazawa fans on the Discord. And like I said, this is coming out physically and digitally from Viz. And Viz manga, I feel like, tends to get picked up by libraries, so I think there's also a good chance that you might be able to find this at the library.